back to Matt Finn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. As always, I strongly encourage everyone to go on the Devil Radio website, download our app, go on the Apple Google Store and download our app. Take Devil Radio with you 24-7 wherever you go. And the easiest way, you know what you do? You sit in a chair. You go, Alexa, enable Devil Radio. Then you go, Alexa, play Devil Radio. That's all you got to do. While you're at it, click on the link that says Support Devil Radio. There are more than 80 broadcasts, right-wing broadcasts, going out every day in this state, questioning the integrity of our elections, gnawing away at our democracy. All of those right-wing talk shows, Devil Radio is the most prominent, one of the few, almost only talk show that stands up for our democracy and for our elections. Well, a very fine decision from the U.S. Supreme Court. It's about time. The U.S. Supreme Court, 8-1, denied Trump's motion to stay lower court order that the government turn over records of his presidency to the January 6th committee. 8-1. Clarence Thomas, typically only guy who sided with Trump. The rest of them didn't side with Trump or not side with Trump. They just basically said, the issue, quote, I mean, this is virtually a quote, the issue of whether a former president raises serious constitutional implications about his records, even after he leaves office, is difficult, but we don't have to meet that, because the fact is that under any test, these documents should be turned over. And what these documents include are notes, transcripts of the day of January 6th, the day before, who came to the White House, visitors logs. You have a day by day, hour by hour, minute by minute account of the White House activities. This is a very, very important decision. Very, very important decision. And people thought, oh, well, how could that possibly have happened? All these people who voted, who Trump put on the Supreme Court, why didn't they go with him? And I don't have much use for him, but I will tell you this. In this particular one, they rose to the occasion. Because remember, the other thing is this. Biden said it was okay. Biden is the president. Biden's the one with the present executive privilege. Biden. And the Congress, the House of Representatives, by majority vote, said they wanted it. Those are the two branches of government that want it. So the third branch of government, the judiciary, and the lower courts all said, cough it up, cough it up. The fact that the third branch of government could stand in the way is unthinkable, unthinkable. They threw out kind of what we call in dictum, some sort of a non-holding that may come back to bite people, that under some circumstances, a former president has standing to raise this and may involve issues. But in this particular case, it had to do with documents about planning an insurrection against the United States, right out of the White House, right out of the White House, right out of the White House. And the Supreme Court rose to the occasion. They said, no way, Jose, we're not going to permit that. Turn over those documents, cough them up, and those documents are on the way. And I think Trump's having a very bad day, because the fact is that there's some indication in the January 6th special commission, there is a sentiment to refer him for criminal prosecution to Merrick Garland. Now, whether Merrick Garland has the spine to do it, and whether Biden will privately just take him and say, you better do it, Biden claims he won't do that. I don't know why. Merrick Garland is in the cabinet. Obviously, there should be no impropriety in a communication between them. But to prosecute an insurrection, that is a patriotic act. That's something required to protect the United States. At the same time, another piece of news, not so good news. Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema basically stabbed the Democratic Party, the Senate, and our constitutional democracy in the back, voted with the Republicans against doing anything with the filibuster of permitting even a vote on the voting rights bill. Even a vote. Now, you may say, Matt, this is old news. We knew they were going to do it, blah, blah, blah. Yes and no. Yes and no. Yes and no, because Schumer had come up with a very, very sly solution where it would have kept the filibuster in place, believe it or not, and there still could have been a vote. You go, Matt, how's that possible? Well, here's how it's possible. Schumer orchestrated a vote that went something like this. We're going to keep the filibuster. Everybody in the Senate, all 100, can speak on two occasions, and they can speak as long as they want. They can speak for a day. They can speak for a month. But even assuming that they speak for an hour and they speak twice, that's 200 hours. 200 hours and however many days that is, 8 days or whatever it is, 8 days of their yapping their gums. But it's a talking filibuster. They could keep talking and they can do it a second time. And they could send them one at a time doing it. That's what the Southern senators did in the 1960s to block civil rights. But the difference between a talking filibuster and a just waving your pinky going, you don't have 10 votes from Republicans, go away. That was not even the original filibuster. And at the formation of the country, there wasn't a filibuster at all, at all. So this kept the filibuster, just made it a talking filibuster. And at some point, the Republicans would look like idiots up there and people would cry enough. Manchin and Sinema even voted against that, even voted against keeping the filibuster if it was a talking filibuster. They buried a knife in Schumer's back and he screamed, "E tu, Brute," and fell on his face. It's out of Julius Caesar. Julius Caesar. Brutus, his good friend, orchestrated his assassination as he went down with a knife in him. He goes, "Even you, Brutus, even you." You know, Manchin and Sinema are not in good faith. Nothing that they say can be believed. Nothing that they say can be believed. Nothing. They claim this. They just want the filibuster. Yeah, they might do a talking filibuster. Might do this. They might do that. It's all a giant striptease. All a giant striptease. It's all it is. All right, Dick of Madison, we just have a little time before the break. What's on your mind today, Dick? Thanks for calling in.
Yesterday's press conference, my goodness, you would have thought the sky was falling when I heard Earl last night. I watched a bunch of it, and I'll tell you what, we kind of got a short memory when it comes to press conferences and discussions from presidents. How about the last guy with, in Helsinki, Putin this? I believe them over our, and how about him with Kim Jong-il going from, he's going to blow him right out of the water to, I'm going to send him love letters from here on. But one thing he did say, I totally agreed with last night, except for one word. He said, Biden, the 2022 elections may not be legitimate if we don't get voting rights. The only word I would change is will not be legitimate. And he has every right to say that.
Yeah, good point. Yeah, we're coming up to a break. Good point. And I'm going to respond more fully after the break. But the Kim Jong-un thing was disgusting. The Helsinki press conference, disgusting. I'll talk about it briefly after. Appreciate your calling in. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Close up.